again, we welcome you back to the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln. Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you. State tournament basketball coverage coming your way here on the Sunny 101.3, presented by Peru State College, the Peru State College game of the week. Learn more about the Bobcats at peru.edu. And speaking of the Bobcats, John, they're playing as we speak in the final moments of the NAIA tournament in Jamestown, North Dakota. When we checked in, they were down by 17, and then a few moments ago, with 3 minutes to play, they were back within 3 points. So we'll have to be waiting on a final on that to see how it comes out. But the Bobcats playing in the second round of the NAIA tournament at Jamestown, North Dakota. If we get a final on that, we'll share it with you.
The teams have left the floor. Randy Johnson Brock coming to this ball game. They have they've done well this year. They've lost to Parkview Christian, the number one team in D2. They've lost to Tri-County, one of the best teams in C2. They've lost to Freeman by 8 points. Did you do that game, Johnson Brock and Freeman? I don't remember, but an 8-point victory back in February 9th. And Freeman number one, or ranked number three this week in class D1. I think they're in C2. They're the number one seed in that tournament. They've got really, really quality losses above the games that they have lost this year. Even their first loss of the year to Palmyra in their second game of the year, they were down 18 points at half and fought back and only lost that game by 2 points.
Howell Zodge comes in here 20-6 on the season. One thing we know about Howell, going way back to our days of following the Howell's Bobcats, they always have a great bunch of athletes out of there. Sometimes not in any one particular sport, they just raise athletes. And these kids come out and they're pretty much successful in whatever they do. My grandsons all went to high school at Schuyler, and they had opportunities to play club basketball with a lot of the Howell's Dodge athletes. And I'll tell you what, those kids are just all-around ball players, no matter what the sport. So you can expect a great effort here tonight from Howell's Dodge.
And they've got pretty good size. They were off to a 1-3 start on the year, then ran off 14 in a row. They're 5-3 in their last eight.
John, to interrupt you here, we do have a final now from Jamestown, North Dakota. The Jamestown Jimmies have defeated Peru State 95-88 is the final. The Bobcats finished the season with 25 wins, and that's the most wins in Peru State records for a long, long time, I think, dating back to the 1993 team that went to the National NAIA Tournament out in Napa, Idaho. So 95-88 is the final. Peru State comes up on the short end tonight.
And the game tonight for Johnson Brock, they're 5-2 at state under Coach Lucas Dollenhouse. A state title and a third place finish in those years. Of course, Coach had a lot of success in the state of Kansas as well before he ended up at Johnson Brock. Randy, they do things well at Johnson Brock. Said last week, the girls, the boys, the football, the basketball, they're doing everything right there right now. Coach Dollenhouse coaching his twin sons in this state tournament. That's a little bit special for him as well. He said, yeah, these guys started out as my water boys when they were 2 years old. So here we are, 14 years later, there is starting guards on a state tournament basketball team.
Think how much fun it has to be for these coaches. I think of Luke Sano getting Avery into the state tournament last week. She went up and made some free throws for him as a freshman. And now Lucas Dollenhouse with both Camden and Kaysen out here starting for him. And they're pretty good basketball players. They can pull up and pop a three on you at any time from anywhere. Camden shocks me sometimes. As you know, John, I've done 7 or 8 Johnson Brock games this season. And one thing you got to watch about Camden Dollenhouse, he doesn't care if he's 10 feet outside the 3-point arc. You give him an open look, he'll nail that sucker. And I watched him do it over and over throughout this season. So he's not afraid to pull up for the NBA range 3-pointer and nail it on you. And that's going to be a factor here.
And a game like this for Johnson Brock against a tough squad from Howell's Dodge, probably going to have 2 or 3 kids with good nights. Coach said, oh, we hope to get them all 5 or 6 going at the same time. He said, that probably won't happen. If we can get 2 or 3 going at a time, we're pretty happy. I think they'll need that tonight.
Well, when you watch this basketball team, Sloan Pelican, he's kind of Mr. Hustle. He's a young man, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way. He's built like a fire plug. He's not real tall, but he is sturdy. And Pelican is a defensive juggernaut. He just drives you nuts. He pesters after the guy, the ball handler. He'll come out, steal the ball, and take it to the other end on you. Nick Perriott, a good all-around rebounder. Perriott does a good job also on defense. And don't overlook Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer, 6'1 senior, doesn't start, but he comes off in the bench, and he gives Coach Dollyhouse some quality minutes when he gets his opportunity. I've seen Buckmeyer rise to the occasion on a couple of times this season, so he can be a factor in this ball game also. But like you said, it's going to be a matter of getting the thing to hit on all cylinders here in order to compete with Howells Dodge.
And we talk about state tournament. We talk about these smaller classes. We see a lot of freshmen. Johnson Brock's got a good one.
Yeah, that's for sure. When you watch the freshman out there getting after it, that's Brody Kaler. Kaler, he's the other X factor hitting those threes. He hit 7 3-pointers in a game that I did earlier this season at Johnson Brock. I think it was not the Sandy Creek game, but the game ahead of that. He hit 7. The school record was 8. And they had a big enough lead, they took him out of the ball game before he got a chance to tie that school record. So watch out for Brody Kaler from 3-point range. That's, the strength of this Johnson Brock team is you got a couple of ball players in Lane Buckmeyer and Brody Kaler that come off the bench, and Johnson Brock doesn't miss a beat on their starting five.
They do well. We're going to go ahead and check the starting lineup right here. We're getting about ready to go.
All right, starting lineup for Howells Dodge. They'll go with Lane Brester. Brester is 6'4", a senior, averages 13 points per ball game. Aiden Meyer, 6'4", and a senior, 9 points per contest. Colton Clausen. Clausen is a 6-foot junior, 8 points per ball game. Andy Dominguez, a senior, 6'1", 9.1 points per ball game. And we'll pick up the other starter off the board up there. Let's go to
20, Sindelar.
Yeah, Sindelar. Sindelar is a 5'9 senior, 4.7 points per ball game. The Jaguars, 20-6 on the year. They're coached by Coach Kevin Giannata. Well, the Johnson Brock Eagles, 22-4 on the year. Sloan Pelican, a 5'8 junior, 8.5 points per ball game. Camden Dollyhouse, a 6'1 sophomore, 12.7 points per game. He's the leading scorer for Johnson Brock. Cason Dollyhouse, his twin brother, also a sophomore at 6'1, 5.8 points per ball game. Nick Perriott, he averages in double figures, the second leading scorer, a 6'3 senior that averages 10.8 points per contest. And Leighton Behrens rounds out the starting five, a 6-foot junior, 4.4 points per ball game. We mentioned Brody Kaler and his 3-point shooting. He's not a starter, but he is the third leading scorer, 6.3 points per contest for the Johnson Brock Eagles.
Well, the two teams are going to introduce the non-starters and the starters. We'll take a 90-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3, the tip-off.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Like me, you probably had no idea that 1 in 4 teens admit they've misused prescription drugs, or that 2/3 of them get these pills from home. My son can't tell you now, so I will. Parents, talk to your kids about this.
Visit talkheart2heart.org to learn more. This project funded by the State Opioid Response, grant number 1H79TI081706-02 through the Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration, Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services, and Region 5 Systems.
Brought to you by the Fort County Collaborative of Southeast Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
John, we've already introduced the non-starters. They're getting ready now to list the starting lineups here. Let's acknowledge the non-starters for Johnson Brock on this roster. Hayden Gravatt, a 5'7 freshman. Chase Van Winkle, a junior, 5'11. We mentioned Brody Kaler. Garrison Bowie, he's a sophomore at 5'11. Jalen Behrens, he'll see action off the bench, a senior at 5'11. Austin Meyer, 6'3 and a sophomore. Dalton Knippelmeyer, my broadcasting buddy. He works with the Chive TV. He's a 6'4 senior. And Grady Barron's also suited up for Johnson Brock, a 5'6 freshman. That's the remainder of the roster that's listed here for the state tournament this season for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Both teams now have been introduced. They're having the traditional handshake at midcourt. They'll go back to their benches for some final instructions. And, John, we're getting very close to being ready for some more state tournament basketball.
It's been a long wait since 4:15 this morning, Randy. Let's get this one going. We've got the early game and the late game here. Not necessarily the way you want to get it, but we'll take it.
Yep, any way we can get to the state tournament and cover Southeast Nebraska teams, we'll be here. At 9 o'clock, tip-off is a bit of a challenge because that means we get up at 4:30 to be in here to get set up in the building, and it does make for kind of a long day. All right, we're ready to go. Nick Perry steps in to jump it up against Lane Buster. Here's John Nixon with the first quarter call.
See, it's going to be Johnson Brock, the home team, going left to right here in the first half. And the Jaguars control the tip to start the ball game. They'll walk it up the front court into a 2-1-2 zone. The defense played by the Eagles to start it off. Ball goes over to Britton Sindlar on the right side. Back out to the top, Fawcett. Fawcett goes to the left, driving it up to Minka. And on a long three from the top is on the rim. No good, put up out there by Brester. And the Eagles come down with the rebound. To the front court for Johnson Brock. Here comes Camden Dollinghouse off to Pelican. Had it knocked away, got it back, goes back to Camden Dollinghouse. Camden over to Pelican, out between the circles. Right side, the pass to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen left side, and now handling it, Nick Perry, the senior. Right side with it, he goes with junior and Barron's with it. Barron's spinning into the paint. Dishes down to Pelican in the right corner. Back inside, a turnaround jumper off the glass. No good by Barrett. And the rebound off to the Bobcats. And they're on the run. Up off the glass, no, and no foul call. And another foul shot, no good. And a rebound grabbed up by Camden Dollinghouse.
Jaguars playing with what I call a hair-on-fire man-to-man defense here all over the ball handlers.
Out top, Camden Dollinghouse, cross-court, and out of Kaysen. Kaysen working up with a left-hand dribble to Perriott. Perriott moves into the paint. Oh, he threw the elbow off the foul. Knocked down the Jaguar defender.
On Nick Perriott, that'll be his first personal team foul number one on the Johnson Brock Eagles.
Well, at least we know right away. Johnson Brock's having to back away from the fight.
Well, that defender will think twice about stepping in front of Perriott again, though. He went flying across the room.
All right, to the front court we go now with the basketball. And now driving to the baseline, and Dominguez back out to the top of the pass to Clawson. Off in the middle, lost it. Loose on the floor, and it's still loose. It's still loose. And Johnson Brock comes down with the basketball now. Here we come the other way with it. Harriet looking for someone to pass it to. Now find somebody out there. He'll get the ball away to Keeson Dollinghouse. Back to Harriet. Nick on the left side hands it off. Now Pelican with it. Pelican backing in, down the lane, off the glass, no. And we've got a whistle, and he'll go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws.
So Pelican will be shooting two. The foul is going to be called, I think, on Aiden Meyer. I'm going to wait till they post it before I confirm that. Yes, it is. On Meyer, his first team foul number one on the Jaguars.
At the line will be Sloan Pelican. The first one up, rips out of there, no good. He'll get another one here.
Well, we played 2 minutes and 10 seconds, no score yet in the ballgame.
Once again, ready, Pelican on the way up, and rattles out, no good. He'll go 0 for 2. Rebound to Lance Brester. Boy, there's a long-time name of the Howls. Coming back the other way, walking the ball up the floor now. It'll be the Jaguars. They'll come off to Andy Dominguez. He'll swing it right side to the corner now to Sindlar. And back out to the top. Top of the key. Now Rodriguez down the left corner. Three ball up. Way strong there by Sindlar. A push foul on the rebound against the Jaguars.
I think that's going to go on Aiden Meyer. And if it is, that's his second personal. Aiden Meyer was shoving on the baseline, and it is. Team foul number two. And two fouls on Meyer here in the first 3 minutes.
Meyer checks out. He'll be replaced, lined up by Connor Krankmeyer, a 6'2 junior. So Krankmeyer in, and here it comes. Camden Dollinghouse with the ball. on the right side, off to Kaysen, running a weave out top. Harriet had to go off his leg, but it went to Dollinghouse. Camden picked it up. Back to Perry. Bounce pass to the middle. Loose. Pelican returns the loose ball. Left-hand layup won't go. And the rebound going to Halzai.
John, we've played 3 minutes of scoreless basketball. 5 minutes to go. No score.
Both teams have missed some inside here in the early going. To the right side, Dominguez holds the ball, skips it over the top. Far left side, that's the near side for us. And into the paint, we've got a foul on Pelican, I believe, for Johnson Rock.
I think they're going to say it was on the floor.
No, it's on 13.
Kaysen Dollinghouse called for his first personal, team foul number two, not a shooting foul. Into the ballgame now. Lane Buckmeyer checks into the lineup. Also, Brody Kaler comes onto the floor for Johnson Brock, replacing Curry and Pelican.
Colton Clawson inbound from the baseline. Dominguez on the left side corner, swinging around the perimeter, now to the right side elbow with the basketball. Clawson. Clawson plays catch with Sindelar. Back to Clawson, driving, elevates, and another Johnson Brock foul. I got a guess on this one.
I'm thinking it's Camden Dollinghouse. Nope.
No, I think it's Lane Buckmeyer, 23.
Okay, Buckmeyer is called for his first personal, team foul number three. Not a shooting foul. Again, it was on the floor.
All right, inbounding again will be the Jaguars.
Oscar Dominguez in now, number 10.
Looking, lob it out top to Oscar Dominguez, 6'3 junior. He'll hand the ball away to Lance Brester at the 4.5 mark of the first quarter. No score in this ball game at this point. Driving the ball left side, Clawson into the paint, up, no, a lot of contact. Coming down with the basketball on the rebound will be Layton Barron. And now ahead up the floor it goes to Lane Buckmeyer. He'll hand it away, Dollinghouse to Dollinghouse. Backdoor pass, and the layup, no, go for Barron. No, holy cow. Ball, we need to check them rim, see if they got them covered up. Ball loose. Recovering the basketball will be Andy Dominguez. Over he goes to Oscar Dominguez. Left side and back out top to Oscar.
Layton Barron's with a completely uncontested point-blank shot. Couldn't get it in the hole.
Randy, run down and check that one out.
Man.
3:41 to go here in the first quarter. No score. D1 quarterfinal basketball. Howell Dodge with the ball. Johnson Brock on the defense. Right side to pass to the Brester for a long three. There's the first point of the ball game. A triple for Brester to the front. With the basketball will be Lane Buckmeyer. Away he goes with it to Camden Dollinghouse. Now to Kaler. Right side. And a drive in and a block shot. And to the foul line will go Camden Dollinghouse to shoot two.
Brody Kaler will be shooting two shots.
Should be Dollinghouse. Camden's going to the line.
He Camden at the line. Okay.
Clawson with the foul. His first. Dollinghouse sets up, fires, and now the Eagles are on the board. Camden with the free throw. Second one coming here.
Clawson got his first. That's a third team foul on the Jaguars.
Free throw on the way up, and good again. And then Dollinghouse makes it a 3-2 ball game. The lead to Howell's Dodge. To the front court, Oscar Dominguez. Passes off, gets it right back. Goes around to the right side to Andy Dominguez and into the right lane. There is shot up, no good. Rebound brought down to there. Coming out for Johnson Brock. All the way to the hole is Buckmeyer. And what do you got to do? Buckmeyer. And we have a Johnson Brock lead now of 4-3. 2:40 to go here in quarter number one. Up the floor, Oscar Dominguez. Hold it. Back out to the top. Britton Sindelar with it. And Andy Dominguez, he'll skip it over to Oscar. Drives in, now bounce pass out to the top. Sindelar now over Dominguez again. Dominguez to Dominguez. This is Oscar for three. Way long. And the rebound is grabbed by Camden Dollinghouse. He is gunning a chokehold. And he will be fouled, and it'll be Johnson Brock ball.
Camden Dollinghouse had position on the rebound there, just came down with the basketball. They reached over from behind and just about took his head off there. still winning. The foul's going to be called on
Nathan Hageman, number 44.
Yeah, that's his first team foul, number 4 now on the Jaguars.
4-3, Johnson Brock, and an Eagle just got knocked to the floor. Hageman now has 2 fouls.
Foul on Hageman. He picks up 2 quick ones. Man, did he give.
I'm confident in calling him for that foul.
Yeah, he gave Casey Dollyhouse a terrible shove. Shoved him to the floor. Dollyhouse is going to leave the game and catch his breath here. And they're replacing Jalen Behrens. Makes his first appearance this afternoon or this evening. Jalen Behrens in the ballgame, a 5'11 senior.
Triggering in Camden Dollyhouse to parry it. Inside it goes Camden. Back to Nick Perry. He'll off the left side now. Drilling it up, that was Kaler. And now back to Perry.
Boy, they're beating him up.
Handling the ball on the right side, driving in Lane Buckmeyer to the right, making the left block. Back out to Perry. Perry drives to the hole. It's up. It's good. It's going to be an offensive foul on Nick Perry.
Perry goes the baseline on the left side, got the basket to fall, but he'll be called for the offensive foul. That's his second personal on Nick Perry, and he'll lead the ballgame. Sloan Pelican will come in to replace him. So now you've got Perry on the bench with 2, Hayden Meyer on the bench with 2 for the Jaguars.
Coach Dollyhouse, not a fan of that call, talks to the officials, he goes by. A good job by the defense to get set and fall to the floor. Yeah. To the front, 4-3, Johnson Brock with the ball, Colton Fawson. They play catch. Oscar Dominguez thinking about it from the wing. Didn't. Out top, Fawson short on the 3-ball. Pelican had it coming out. Oscar Dominguez batted it away, and it goes out of bounds off of Pelican.
Looked like Dominguez knocked it away from Pelican. The officials stood and looked at each other. Admittedly, neither one of them saw it, John.
Into the game, Andy Dominguez again. He'll come in for Oscar Dominguez. From the sideline, 10 feet off the baseline, bring the ball into the top to Lance Brester. He has the only points for the squad from Howell's Dodge so far, a 3-pointer. Off the left side with the ball, Britton Sindelar drives left toward the baseline, kicks it back to Andy Dominguez. Into the paint, jump stop, out on the right side, 3-ball, way long again by Lance Brester. Offensive rebound, nobody there to chase it down for Johnson Brock. I mean, there's 3-ball, if I say they've been way long, they've not hit anything. They're shooting from the side, and here's another one. This one is on the rim, up, no good. Rebound coming down to Camden Dollyhouse, lots of contact on the run. 50 seconds to go in the quarter. Off the left side, Lane Buckmeyer. Picked up his dribble, gets the ball away there now to Jalen Behrens. Jalen to Camden Dollyhouse to Sloan Pelican. Pelican with a guy, he's going to like that contact.
Yeah.
To this kind of game, 3-ball up and down. Camden Dollyhouse in his first shoot has 5 and the lead is 7-3. 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. Johnson Brock, 4-point advantage. Left side with the ball. Back out to the top with a swing to the left side. Take it to the middle, and we got a whistle. Inside a holding foul on the Eagles.
Nate Buckmeyer is going to get called for this one, John.
His first team foul, number 4.
That's Buckmeyer's second personal. And team foul number 5.
Didn't write his last one down. Out it goes. Andy Dominguez backing up. Thought about it. Didn't take it. 10 seconds on the clock. Looks into the middle. Knocked away. Stolen by Camden Dollyhouse. On the run at 4. In traffic. Lost the handle on it. 2 on the clock. And they're not going to get a shot off. That will end the first quarter. It's the Johnson Brock Eagles 7. The Howell's Dodge Jaguar 3. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Back at the Advantage Center in Lincoln, Johnson Brock, 7, Howells Dodge, 3 after one quarter. Randy Gatula.
Sloan Pelican will inbound the ball in the midcourt. Tosses into Camden Dollinghouse. He dribbles to the right side of the free throw lane. Baseline right side, Dollinghouse out to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Pelican for 3, got it. Sloan Pelican hits the 3 from the deep corner on the right side. Johnson Brock is up by 7. Biggest lead for either team here. It's a 10-0 run now for Johnson Brock. They trail 3-0. With the basketball, Dominguez. Long LEU pass. Too tall. Got away, went out of bounds. Falling to the floor is Lane Brester. I believe we're going to have a foul called here on Johnson Brock.
Foul on the Eagles. Say they undercut him a little bit. I think this foul's called on Pelican.
Now it's going to go on Leighton Behrens. Behrens is called for the foul with the basketball. Inside Dominguez, turnaround free throw line, jump shot up and off, no good. Sloan Pelican with the rebound. Pelican down court. Oh, nice move by Brody Kaler around the defender. Kaler for 3, got it. Brody Kaler, if he gets hot, look out, Doug. The freshman nailed the 3, and suddenly it's a 10-point double-digit lead for Johnson Brock. The Eagles up 13-3 with 7:05 to go in the second quarter. Clausen gets the pass from Sindelar. He stands between the rings at the top of the free throw circle. The Brester on the right wing. Brester, a cross-court pass. Clausen. Clausen from the corner for 3. It's up and off. No good. And the rebound down to Brody Kaler. Kaler will push it down court. Here comes the freshman. Watch out. To the right side. Gives it up to Dollinghouse. There's Sloan Pelican for 3. Got it! Sloan Pelican hits the 3, got the block with 4 3-pointers, 6:39 to play, first half, 16-3, Johnson Brock on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategies. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, the story has been the three-pointers, John. Johnson Brock has nailed 3 of them here early in this quarter, and all of a sudden with 4 3-pointers on the board, it's a 16-3, 13-point Eagles lead. Sloan Pelican with a pair of threes, Camden Dollinghouse nailed 1, and the freshman Brody Kaler a moment ago. Wow, them apples.
3 straight trips down the floor, 3 triples for the Eagles. They're feeling a little bit from the outside. You got to feel good about that.
Coach Kevin Giannata, he's seen enough. He wanted to take time out and kind of slow the momentum. Into forecourt comes Lane Brester on the dribble. His team down by 13 here now with 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. Pass inside the paint. Dominguez and Pelican go after. Pelican caught a knee. Dominguez hits the floor hard. Pelican caught a knee where you don't want one. He's going to be a little bit slow getting up.
Pick up his first foul of the ball game, and team foul number 7 on Johnson Brock.
At the free throw line will be, is it Andy?
Dominguez, yes.
Andy Dominguez at the line. First trip to the line, free throw on the way up and good. He got it. He'll have a second shot coming here. That makes our score 16-4. Johnson Brock's lead cut to 12 now. They were up there by 13 momentarily.
Banks are open late in Lincoln.
Dominguez, second free throw is up and off. No good. And the rebound brought down by Behrens. Outlet pass goes to Dollinghouse. That's Kaysen Dollinghouse with the basketball. Hands to Pelican across to Camden Dollinghouse. That was a rifle of a pass. Camden was playing cannonball catching on that one. Pelican really put some mustard on it. Bounce pass under the basket. Moving in is Behrens. Shot up off the glass and good. Leighton Behrens with his first 3 points in the ball game. And that's the biggest lead yet of the game for Johnson Brock, up by 14, 18-4. Howells Dodge, Brester, a cross-court pass to the near side, Sindelar, that's Clawson rather, pass stolen away again by Brody Kaler. Kaler with the steal, almost has it stolen back, hangs onto the ball and gets it to Dollinghouse. Cason Dollinghouse, left wing up to Camden Dollinghouse, top of the key. Camden had the ball stripped away, got it back to Brody Kaler. Back to Camden in the corner right side, tries to drive the baseline, can't get there, lost the dribble, goes to Brody Kaler with the pass. Kaler wants to go to the baseline, he can't get to it. Now he's picked up the dribble, needs help, finds Camden Dollinghouse. Barons wanted the ball in the worst way under the basket. Pelican back off to Camden, across court, Cason. Ball goes off the foot of one of the Jaguars, but we're going to have a whistle and a foul called on Britton Sindelar, I believe.
All the foul on the Jaguars. That will be team foul number 6 of the first half.
Sindelar called for the personal, and he will leave the ball game. Back into the contest now comes Connor Krykmeyer. Krykmeyer checks in. 5:19 to go first half. It's 18-4. Johnson Brock with a 14-point lead. Sloan Pelican with the basketball. Big collision. Dollinghouse knocked to the floor. No whistle. There's a steal. Down court pass. Stolen right back by Pelican. He took it away from Brester. Pelican into forecourt to Cason Dollinghouse. Johnson Brock with the lead. Bennett needs to slow things down here a little. Underneath, turnaround shot. Barron's up, in and out, no. And the rebound pulled down by Aiden Meyer. Meyer gets the outlet pass down court to Lane Brester. And Brester will set the offense to the near side. Oscar Dominguez. Dominguez inside the paint. Ball is loose on the floor. Everybody going after it. I think we're going to maybe have, let's see. Is this going to be a foul or what are they going to tell us?
It's going to be Johnson Brock ball. We're going to call it foul. Already in possession, should stay.
I think they're going to say the ball was kicked, John.
Maybe that's what he called. I didn't see him do that.
I think that's what the signal. He said he kicked the basketball. So Johnson Brock will have it against full court pressure. Sloan Pelican inbounds it on the baseline underneath the Howells Dodge basket. Pelican against the press gets it in. Dollinghouse starts up court with it. Dollinghouse gets a pick set. Oh, Barron picked him off. Dollinghouse, Cason with the ball, picks up the dribble, gives it up to Perry. Ball is stolen away. Brester on the fast breakaway, drives it in for the layup, but a foul on the floor before the basket.
Pelican grabbed him on the way. Yeah, stop the momentum.
Heads up basketball by Pelican there. He saved the basket, going to make him earn him at the free throw line.
He will, but that was really close to being an intentional call.
All right, at the free throw line will be Lane Brester. The basket did not count because he fouled him on the floor. Pelican with a heads up.
Well, he didn't get two shots then.
At the line.
1-1. Okay.
1-1.
At the line, Lane Brester shooting 1-1. The first one is up and off, no good. Harriet high in the air for that rebound. Boy, Nick Harriet was way above the rim going after that one. There's a long three, up and good on the three. Cason Dollinghouse. The rate of three-pointers just keep falling. Four players involved in it now. Suddenly, John, it's 21-4. Inside the paint, moving to the basket. Fall away, jump shot up and off, no good. Shot was put up by Meyer. Rebound comes down and cleared away for Johnson Brock by Barons. Barons gets it to Nick Perriott. Here's Camden Dollinghouse in the paint. Puts up a shot. He'll be fouled. Oh, no. They're going to say travel.
He got bumped off the center and traveled with the basketball. Right now we're in the midst of a 21-1 run for Johnson Brock. Timeout on the floor. The Eagles lead at 21-4, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
It's the Corny Arian and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
I got 21-4 here. They led 7-3 after one quarter. Howells Dodson has only managed a single point in the first 4 minutes and 5 seconds of the second period. Meanwhile, Johnson Brock has rung up 14 on them.
The threes are falling here for Johnson Brock.
21-4, a 14-1 run here in the second quarter. Into forecourt with the ball is Sindelar. falling floater up and off, no good. The ball is tipped out. Rebound brought down by Brody Taylor. A cross-court pass to the left side. Gets it over to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Back up comes to Jalen Behrens with the basketball. Behrens goes to Kaysen around, driving baseline. Dollinghouse lays it up. And this time, we're going to get the blocking foul, I believe.
No, I think it's an offensive foul.
Another offensive foul.
Well, that's the third one against Johnson Brock here in the first half.
Was that Kaysen just now?
Yes.
Kaysen picks up his second personal. Kaysen Dollinghouse drove the baseline. That's back-to-back drives on the baseline that were good for baskets that are taken away because of an offensive foul call going against Johnson Brock. So despite the Eagles being up 21-4, they do have Lane Buckmeyer, Nick Perriott, and Kaysen Dollinghouse, as well as Sloan Pelican, all with two fouls apiece. All right. On the dribble comes Colton Clawson. Clawson to set it up here for the Jaguars. Are trying to get something going offensively. On the right side, Clawson. Top of the key, Dominguez. Dominguez, right side of the lane. Rester for three. Got it. Lane Rester, his second three-pointer of the night, makes it 21-7. The lead is back to 14. In backcourt, Brody Kaler. A blocking foul this time is going to be called on the Jaguars on Sindelar.
Sindelar's got two fouls, and that's team foul number 8, I believe, and the Eagles headed to the free throw line.
Brody Kaler will be at the line for Johnson Brock. Brody Kaler, a freshman, 6-foot freshman. He averages 6.3 points per ball game. Brody has 3 points so far tonight on 1 3-pointer. He hit 7 in one game just a couple weeks ago in the sub-district.
Nick Perriott back in now for the Eagles.
Brody Kaler, the freshman, shooting 1-1 for Johnson Brock. He takes aim, bends the knee, shot is up, it's good. Brody Kaler, a freshman, making his first ever free throw in Lincoln.
Oh, I doubt that.
Well, maybe not.
Maybe it's
well,
a tournament. Not.
Yeah, and state tournament. How's that?
I bet he's been here before.
Yeah, Brody Kaler, second free throw. It's on the way up, and it's good also. He got them both. Yeah, he probably has played a game or two in Lincoln. 23-7, your score. Johnson Brock up by 16 points with the ball at the top of the key. Clawson comes to the left side to Oscar Dominguez. Oscar tries to drive to the baseline, flips it out to the corner. Rester for three, off no good. Rebound, brought for Brody Kaler comes out of there with it. I think that's Brody Kaler's third offensive rebound here tonight. In the fourth quarter is Nick Perriott with the basketball. Brester comes after him defensively. Man-to-man defense across court. Pass to the far side to Camden Dollinghouse. Into the corner, Brody Kaler. Three! He got it! Brody Kaler, his second three-pointer. He has 8 points in the ballgame. Johnson Brock threatening to blow this thing open here. They're up by 19 now. In the paint, Clawson. He's trapped. Fall away shot. Up off, no good. Nick Perriott with the rebound. Perriott, down court pass in a hurry. Into the corner. Open look for Taylor. No, that one is off. Doesn't go. That was actually Dollinghouse who put that one up. Ball is loose, goes out of bounds. Touch last by Johnson Brock. And it'll go over to the Jaguars. Down there battling for it. For Johnson Brock was Lane Buckmeyer. Went off the hook. Now they're going to give it to Johnson Brock.
Right, that's what he signaled.
Okay, all right. Johnson Brock hits the basketball. Camden Dollinghouse will inbound it at midcourt. John, we're down to 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the first half. Johnson Brock up 26-7. Here's the Eagles. Kaysen Dollinghouse up to Nick Perriott. Perriott, bounce pass. Brody Kaler, left wing. Kaler, they chase after him. Sindelar gives chase. Again, it goes to the left side, driving underneath. Behrens, laying it up and good. Leighton Behrens, his second basket. He's got 4 points. 28-7. Johnson Brock up by 21 points. Under 2 minutes to play now here in the first half. Long pass inside in traffic. Turnaround shot off the glass. Well, go! Oh, point-blank shot by Aiden Meyer. Couldn't get it down. Nick Perriott was there for the rebound. Perriott with the basketball into forecourt. Perriott on the left-handed dribble. Free throw line into the corner. Baseline left side. Down to Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer circles all the way around. Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse goes for a driving layup, but a whistle and a foul out at the top of the key. I think Johnson Brock is going to be shooting free throws, John.
Lance Bester with the foul. That'll be 1-1 for the Eagles again.
Okay, who's the foul on?
Bester, number 3.
All right.
The Eagles have done all this damage running with no points yet from Nick Perriott. Not that he's not playing well, but he hasn't scored.
Well, he's been big on the board, so.
Yes.
At the free throw line, Lane Buckmeyer. He has 2 points so far. Shot is up and good. Buckmeyer, 6'1 senior, He now has 3 points in the ball game. John, look up at the clock. Johnson Brock is up by 22 points. 29-7, incredible.
Only allowed 4 this quarter.
Lane Buckmeyer's second shot is up, and it's short. The rebound comes down to the Jaguars. 1:20 to play here in the first half. A 22-point Johnson Brock lead, just over 1 minute to go in the game. With the ball is Clawson. Skip pass across. Long three, right side, in and out. Rester fights for the rebound. Comes out with the basketball into the corner. Meyer with it, has it taken away again by Brody Kamer. Boy, this freshman's a ball player, John.
He's playing well, but I tell you, the Jags really need to be more careful with their passing.
Brody Kamer, now they give it into Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse goes up with a shot. He'll be fouled. I think they're going to get Colton Clawson for this one, John. 22.
Yeah, I believe so.
Clawson picks up his second personal at the free throw line for Johnson Brock, Camden Dollinghouse. Camden has 5 points. He's 2 for 2 from the line so far. Made 2 in a row back in the first quarter. Dollinghouse, free throw is on the way, up and good. He has 6 points out. Camden is the leading scorer on this team. He averages 12.7 points per ball game for the sophomore. He's got 6 so far tonight, and he'll have another shot coming here. Camden Dollinghouse, second free throw is up. It's good. He hit them both. That makes it 31-7. 31-7. Johnson Brock with a 24-point lead and less than 1 minute to go here in the first half. 45 seconds to play. With the basketball on the left wing is Clawson. Here's a long three. The up. Dominguez off. No good. Rebound Johnson Brock coming down with the basketball. Chase Van Winkle's in the ballgame. He got the rebound. Van Winkle. Pass comes up to Dollinghouse. Johnson Brock will play for one shot here. Camden Dollinghouse, oh man, getting bumped around out here by Brester near midcourt. Now he tries to come to the right. Brester makes contact again. Dollinghouse pulls up for three. He got it. A shooting lights out from 3-point range. Camden Dollinghouse with his second 3-pointer. John, is that 7? Is that 7?
7.
I thought so. 7 threes. Here we go. 5 seconds. Jump shot in the paint. Up, off, no good. Rebound Barons comes down with it. Whistle and a foul. We're going to walk to the other end with 1.8 seconds to play in the first half. Johnson Brock already up 34-7. And the Eagles are going to have Jalen Barons at the free throw line. I'll tell you, Johnson Brock has played a complete 8 minutes of basketball in this second period as I've seen all season. And I've watched him a lot.
He's shooting 2. It's double.
First
double
shot is
bonus.
Up and off. Doesn't go, but he'll get another shot coming here. Keep in mind, there's only 1.8 seconds to play in the first half, and Johnson Brock is up 34-7. Jalen Barron, second free throw is up and good. Make it 35-7. Now the Jaguars inbound it. They'll try a three-quarter court shot that won't go. And at the half, your Johnson Brock Eagles are leading the Howells Dodge Jaguars. Your halftime score, Johnson Brock 35, Howells Dodge 7. We're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes.
Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you at the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln. It's halftime. Your Johnson Brock Eagles, with a dominating performance in that second period, they're holding a 35-7 halftime lead over the Howells Dodge Jaguars. It's time now for the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Here with a look at the first half numbers is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. Just an incredible first half. There's that second quarter. Johnson Brock outscored Howells Dodge 28-4 in period number two. Johnson Brock came in 7-3 after one. They got a three-pointer that made it 10-3. And then three consecutive trips and three consecutive triples for Johnson Brock. That started the avalanche that the Jaguars could not stop in that second period. Johnson Brock has made seven triples to just two for Howells Dodge in the first half.
John, if I could jump in here, I think they hit 7 of 9 from three-point range. I only recall two misses. That's some pretty good shooting from outside the arc.
Yeah, not too bad. Lance Bresser has 6 of 7 for Howells Dodge, and Andy Dominguez had 1 of 2 at the free throw line for the Jaguars. They went 1 for 3 in the first half. Two fouls each on Nathan Hageman off the bench, Colton Clausen, Bruce Sendelar, and Heath Meyer for the Jaguars. For Johnson Brock in the first half, it's Camden Dollinghouse with 10 points in the first half, 4 for 4 at the line and a couple of triples. Sloan Pelican has 6 on a couple of threes. Brody Kaler has 2 threes and 8 points in the first half. Kason Dollinghouse made a long one. Jalen Barron has 1 point, 3 for Lane Buckmeyer, 4 for Leighton Barron. 8 out of 12 at the line for Johnson Brock in the first half. And they have fouls on Lane Buckmeyer, Nick Perry, Kason Dollinghouse, and Sloan Pelican with 2 each in the first half, 1 on Leighton Barron. For Johnson Brock, running away here in the first half, 35-7. We said coming in, we're looking at the state tournament bracket. I recover Johnson Brock, Auburn, Sacred Heart. Johnson Brock, 3 seed against a 6 seed. Doesn't mean much to us. We don't know much about the other teams. We don't see all year. And so you say, well, on paper, Johnson Brock's got the best chance to advance. But wow. Wow.
Howells Dodge comes in here 20-6. This isn't a bad basketball team, John. They've won 20 basketball games this year, but I don't remember seeing a team in an 8-minute period come in and just completely dominate on both ends of the floor. And you know, when Lucas Dollinghouse went to his bench and he pulls Brody Kaler off the bench and Lane Buckmeyer comes into the ball game and even Chase Van Winkle there late, things didn't drop off a bit. They dominated defensively. They dominated on the boards. Brody Kaler had 2 or 3 defensive rebounds down here and the steal. How about that freshman and the job that he's doing here for Johnson Brock? And as you said, 28-4, that's the scoring advantage in that second quarter. Complete domination by Johnson Brock, and now they hold a 35-7 halftime lead. John, let's take a 2-minute timeout here. Send it back to the Sunny 101.3 studios. We'll update our listeners on the latest weather forecast. Sounds like maybe a little moisture in our future here the next day or so. Then we'll have another 2 minutes of sponsor information, and we'll be back here at the Bob Devaney Center with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Nemaha County Hospital in Auburn is pleased to announce the addition of Dr. Gary Koenig to the medical team. Dr. Koenig is a board certified in internal medicine, pulmonary disease, and allergy, as well as immunology, and will be holding clinical visits on the second Wednesday of every month. Nemaha County Hospital is located in Auburn, Nebraska, and is a critical access hospital serving the regional area and voted a top 100 facility in the country. For more information, go to nemahacountyhospital.com or find them on Facebook.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition.
Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows around 35, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow, high of 42, overcast. Lows level off around 27, tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. Low 40s Friday and Saturday, with a chance for mixed precipitation Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents will be happy to come out and help.
SBMC Service, the home team. The answer is yes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We're back inside the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln. It's halftime. The Johnson Brock Eagles up 35-7. John Nixon, you and I have had a lot of fun at the state basketball tournament. I'll tell you, this last 8 minutes, the second period, that's about as enjoyable a time as I've ever had.
Yeah, they played really, really well, defensively and offensively. Miles Dodge just having trouble. Their three-point shooting has been, they don't have, because we have one player that's made two, and they've tried a number of three-pointers. I mean, they're missing bad.
They come up 3 feet off the rim, not even close when they launch those, and now they find themselves trying to dig their way out of a hole. That usually doesn't bode well for the three-point shooting either because you start to force some shots you might not otherwise take.
The only thing I see here that might go sideways would be the foul situation. Looks like John's probably going to go a little deeper on the bench, but the foul situation not great for either team. John Sprock might be in just a little bit better shape, but that could all change in a hurry. We'll find out.
Yeah, it hasn't reached a critical stage yet, but we'll have to see how things go. Well, it's been a good day at the state tournament so far for Nemaha County here. Auburn pulled off the upset win over Wahoo this morning. The final on that one, 47-44. Auburn with the win, and now the Johnson-Brock Eagles with a 35-7 lead moving into the second half. Here's John Nixon.
Ready to go. It's on Jaguar basketball. They'll go left to right as we look at it here in quarter number three this evening. Taking out top, Andy Dominguez. He's dribbling, trying to get to the paint, elevates, takes the pass to the far corner, and a drive and a foul, a blocking foul on Johnson-Brock, going to be called on Payson Dollenhouse. There's his third.
That looks a lot like the ones that were charging fouls out there on that same baseline in the first half.
By the same official.
Yeah. Payson Dollenhouse picks up his third personal, team foul number one on Johnson-Brock. Payson will leave the ball game, but that doesn't make Johnson-Brock worry a whole lot because you know what happens then? Mr. Kaler comes into the ball game.
From the baseline, the trigger into the left corner for Aiden Meyer. Right side and out down the corner for three. It's up. It's short. No good by Clausen. The rebound Perry had it. Dominguez grabs it. The ball is loose. Picked up down there by Leighton Behrens.
Yeah, you're not going to take it away from Leighton Behrens.
Now over the top, throw it ahead, and a runner up. No good. Out of Culver that time for Johnson-Brock.
I hope we get out of this without getting anybody hurt.
Here's a pass through the middle. Right underneath the basket. Nobody saw it coming. Nobody touched it for either team. It'll be Johnson-Brock basketball.
Well, I tell you, this is some rock'em sock'em basketball here. Checking into the ball game now is Oscar Dominguez. Dominguez back into the lineup for the Jaguars.
Miles Dodge is going to play fast and try to score quickly. I mean, you've only got 16 minutes to get within. You're down 28 already. Here is Nick Perry into the paint. Double team. Whoops the pass underneath. Shot up. No. And Behrens will be fouled and head to the free throw line to shoot two more.
Leighton Behrens, a 6 foot junior, a very strong young man underneath. When he comes up with the basketball, he comes up with strength and power. He'll be fouled and be at the line.
Oscar Dominguez with the foul. That'll be his first. And now Behrens at the line, sets, fires. It's on the way off the back. No good. We'll get another one here. Leighton ready again. Gets set. Eyes the bucket. It's on the way up. And it's good. He's got five. The lead is 29. The biggest lead of the ball game for Johnson-Brock. Right side. And Dominguez driving up. Pulls up. Leaves the ball out top to Brester. Swinging around to Oliver Dominguez. He is dribbling. Hope he went. Didn't he go up and down? I guess not. Three-pointer on the way. Short. No good by Brester. Rebound Dominguez. That was Oscar. He'll take it out top of the pass to Sindlar. Left side, Andy Dominguez for three. Missed everything but the glass. And the rebound caroms down to Caden Dolling.
Jaguars putting up desperation shots already, John.
They look just like the ones they shot in the first half, though.
Yeah.
They're not close.
Yeah, you're right.
There's a drive by Perry up and good. And the senior gets his first two of the night. And it's a 31-point Johnson-Brock lead. Right now, Hal Dodge has no answers. Inside, up, missed it, too strong, off the glass by Ian Meyer. And Dollenhouse, another rebound, and he is blocked out of bounds, and a foul on the Jaguar.
Andy Dominguez called for that personal on Andy. That's his first personal. Team foul number two on the Jaguars. 6 minutes, 10 seconds to play, third period, 38-7. Johnson-Brock incredibly up by 31 points in the ballgame.
Coach Kevin Giannotto looking for a combination of players if he gets something done. So far, no success. Bring the ball in the backcourt to Kaler. Guarded man-to-man up the floor. Oscar Dominguez, very aggressive on the defense. A pass right side, Camden Dollenhouse. Offensive foul again on Johnson Brock. That's at least the fourth one, isn't it?
Yes, on Camden Dollinghouse, his first personal, team foul number two on the Eagles. Very similar play just on the last trip at the other end.
Harriet's got two of them, Dollinghouse one. I think Taysen might have had one.
I believe that's the fourth basket that's been nullified by an offensive charging foul for Johnson Brock.
Here come the Jaguars to the front, take the ball to the corner, and dribble a drive and across the rim on two hops, no good. Tipped by Pelican, out of there to Kaler. Kaler will work up the floor. Now to the right side, Perriott, the senior, into the middle, dropped his shoulder, shot rejected. He tips it. Here it comes, Randy, get ready.
I was open, too.
Who were you going to catch, the ball or the player?
I was going to grab the player. The ball will be all right. I don't want Mr. Dollinghouse injured.
No. Bringing in backcourt to Pelican.
And there's worse things he can run into than this big old fortune out there.
Pelican down the lane, drops the bounce pass. Oh, and it won't go underneath. So close for Leighton Barons, and now a foul after the rebound is grabbed by the Jaguars.
It's going to go on Sloan Pelican, and that's going to be it. Nope, I'm wrong.
They called that on Sal Gunn.
What?
I think it's on Pelican.
Pelican was frustrated as though he thought he was called for the foul.
Well, it's a third team foul. I thought they sealed Dominguez. It's Johnson Brock ball. Camden Dollinghouse to Pelican, right back to Camden, into the paint, grabbed, once, twice, tripped, knocked down, the ball's loose, held ball, save with Johnson Brock.
I'm still waiting for him to post that foul, John.
Yeah, me too.
It's on 32. Frank Meyer picks up his first team foul, number three. Well, when you're going after a loose basketball, my money's on Barron's down there on the floor. Timeout taking Johnson Brock with 5:16 to play in the third period. The Eagles up by 31 points, 38-7. We're back in 30 seconds with the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Since launching the new school savings program in late 2022, Frontier Bank in Falls City's had more than 100 students participate, with nearly $5,000 in total deposits and almost $350 in first deposit matches by Frontier Bank. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch are designed for students in grades 3 through 5 to promote positive saving habits. Frontier Bank is proud to partner with local schools and be part of Falls City's community since 1880, with the tradition of personalized and local community banking. Online at frontier.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
What did we go to start the game, Randy, without a basket? About 3 minutes?
Yep.
A little reaction like that here in the third quarter. Here's the ball nearly stolen, but again, it will be Barron's holding on to it, and he'll get the ball away to Pelican. Back out top, and a three-pointer. And then that is going to be Taylor. That will be his third long one of the night. He's in double figures with the 11. Takeaway by Pelican at the other end. Johnson Brock to Kaler. Left-hand layup. No, but a whistle and a foul called on Frankmeyer.
Frankmeyer picks up his second personal. Team foul number four on the Jaguars. Brody Kaler will be at the line to shoot two.
Kaler is 2 for 2 at the line already. Has 3 triples. He was looking for his two-pointer for the night.
John, we talked about the freshman in the pregame, and he's living up to the billings that we talked about.
Ready, up, good. Taylor now with a dozen points to lead all scorers in the ballgame. Kyle Dodge still only has buckets, two of them by Lance Brester. Nobody else has made a field goal.
That's incredible.
And they have one free throw for Andy Dominguez.
Back into the ballgame now is Lane Buckmeyer for Johnson Brock. Buckmeyer back into the contest.
And the second free throw for Brody Kaler is up, and it is good. And it's 43-7. Randy, we're in a running clock situation here. The Jaguars don't get something on the scoreboard.
At the state tournament.
Take the ball to the right side. New player in the ballgame, Kellen Fiala, with it. Now take the ball out. Andy Dominguez for three. It's up. It's off the rim. No good. The rebound grabbed by Camden Dollinghouse. Boy, he has done a good job on the boards. I've got him for 5 rebounds. They give it back to him. He got pushed to the back. No whistle. Up the floor. Left side with the basketball now to Buckmeyer. Corner 3-ball. Kaler won't go. Tipped by the Eagles. Brought down by Andy Dominguez.
They finally missed a 3-point.
Throw it ahead. Intercepted by Johnson Brock. Camden Dollinghouse, I think, catching with Jalen Barron. He'll give it to Dollinghouse up the front, handed off to Pelican. Pelican moving, looking through the lane, and traveling where he wanted to go, the player was covered, and he made a decision in mid-throw and got an extra step in there. Sloan Pelican will take a breather. Checking in to replace him.
It'd be Kaysen Dolly.
Kaysen back onto the floor, yes.
And now walking the ball up the floor is Kellen Fiala. Halfway through the third quarter, it's 43-7. Shots Rock three ball up and down to the left side for Kellen Fiala. That is the third three-pointer for the Jaguars.
And only the third field goal of the ball game at the 3:40 mark here in the third quarter.
Here's a lean in, a basket that won't count for Camden Dollyhouse. And I don't know who they call the foul.
Sindelar is going to get called for his third personal, team foul number five.
John Zabrosh committed two fouls here in the second half. Checking out is number 21, Randy. I don't have a 21 on their team.
I don't either.
Out top with it. Pass down to the corner. Camden Dollyhouse fakes the three. Got bumped. Loose ball. That ball got kicked by Johnson Brock. So the ball goes over to the Jaguars with 3:37 to go here in the third quarter. A 33-point lead for Johnson Brock. They're up by 36 moments ago. To the front on the left side, Brester lobs it across and skip pass to the right side. Andy Dominguez trying to get loose and a reach in foul on the Eagles. This one will be called, I believe, on Kaysen Dollyhouse. I think that's going to be number four. Lucas Dollyhouse said, you know, that guy was traveling, Mr. Official.
Yeah, that's a fourth personal on Kaysen Dollyhouse. Team foul number three on Johnson Brock. That'll bring Nick Perriott back into the lineup now for the Eagles. Kaysen Dollyhouse will set out with four fouls.
All right, inbounding off the baseline. Kellen Fiala lobs it out top to Sindler. Sindler down to the right side. Brester for three, short off the rim. Rebound, out of bounds. Touch last, apparently by Johnson Brock.
Boy, it sure appeared that Fiala dribbled that thing right onto the line, didn't it?
I think the ball was already out of bounds by the time he got it, though. Inbounding is going to be Kellen Fiala. He'll look, he'll come in. Brester in the paint, knocked away, stolen by Camden Dollyhouse. Double team, fouled once, fouled twice, tackled and down at the 5-yard line.
Dollyhouse went down backwards after colliding with a couple of defenders. Lucas Dollyhouse.
He's not very happy, I don't blame him.
Coach Lucas Dollyhouse having words there.
Getting pretty rough.
Foul is on Lane Brester. He got his second personal. Team foul. It almost looked like Coach Dollyhouse was addressing both the official and the player there for a moment.
Inbounding will be Camden Dollyhouse. And he'll throw it way in the backcourt. Perriott will bring it up with 3:15 to go in the third. Drives up, picks up his dribble. Good aggressive man-to-man defense. Gets away to Kaler. Kaler coming up. Back to Perriott. Right side elbow. Drives to the paint. Stops. Ball stripped. Picked up. Now we're going to have a held ball, I think. Maybe. We've got a wrestling match. We've got a scrum. Held ball would go to Howell's Dodge.
Four players on the floor going after that one.
They're playing aggressive basketball. We'll give them that. Both sides.
Up 43-10 now, a 33-point lead for Johnson Brock. I just want to see the Eagles get out of here without any bruises or broken bones, John.
Well, it's too late on bruises, I'm sure. 2:49 to go here in the third. Give the ball in the middle of the floor. With it will be 22. That is Clawson. And the ball is tipped away out of bounds.
Even away from the ball, Lane Buckmeyer just got decked down here away from the ball. I saw it. It was a forearm.
Ball. I didn't see what happened.
The forearm, courtesy of Connor Krickmeyer.
Camden Dollyhouse out of the game.
That was completely away from the action, too, John.
Barron's going out. In there again. Let's see. Lane Barron stays in. Also in is Lane Buckmeyer. Three ball up and good for Andy Dominguez. And it's now 43-13, the lead down to 30.
Owls Dodge has yet to hit a two-point basket, John.
Nick Perry with the ball, 2:20 to go in the third. Underneath pass, in there, reaching in, and a foul is going to be called on Dominguez, I believe.
Buckmeyer's going to be at the line.
So foul? No, wait a minute. We're not yet shooting.
Yeah, Dominguez with the foul. His second. Should be at number seven.
That's what I thought. I had seven. But yeah, now they're going to get him to the line.
Lane Buckmeyer, 1-for-2 at the line, has 3 points. Back in is Oscar Dominguez. Also in there again, Aiden Meyer for the Jaguars. Free throw, no. Rebound picked off by Meyer. And with 2:10 to go, and here comes Howell Dodge to the front court. Off the right side with it for Sindelar. Drives to the paint. Oliver Dominguez for 3. Off the rack, no good. Rebound bounces out near the free throw line. Brush for the rebound, no. Brush for another rebound, no. And a foul, I believe, on the Eagles.
Now, Brester on the putback got fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot 2 shots.
Buckmeyer called for the foul lane. That'll be his 3rd.
I have his 3rd, and it should be team foul number 4 on Johnson Buck.
At the line, Lance Brester. 0-for-1 at the line tonight, has 6 points. The free throw on the way up, and he got it.
An amazing stat. Howell Dodd still has not hit a single 2-point basket. We've got 1:55 to go in the 3rd quarter. All 4 of their buckets from the field have been 3-pointers.
43-14, and the free throw is no good. And after lots of contact, it snapped through the legs of a Jaguar. Held ball will go to Johnson Brock with 1:50 to go in the 3rd.
There's no shortage of competitiveness here between
these
teams.
Not at all.
They're getting after Camden Dollyhouse. Checks back into the lineup now. He'll replace Nick Perriott for Johnson Brock.
Full court pressure by the Jaguars. Not their only option at this point. Pelican to rebound. He's going for the ball. Oh, it got tipped. And we had pass interference coming out of the catch with Lane Buckmeyer. Dribbling around, drives to the hole on the baseline. Trapped there. And timeout called by Johnson Brock to save the possession. 43-14 Johnson Brock back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Andy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you at the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln, the 2023 Boys State Basketball Tournament. 1:41 to go, 3rd quarter. Johnson Brock up 43-14 over Howell's Dodge. Here's John.
Pelican will trigger in. We got a foul on the inbound on Johnson Brock. Setting a screen somewhere. I don't know who they got for that. They go with
Buckmeyer
on Buckmeyer, his 4th.
Now Buckmeyer picks up his 4th personal foul. That will be team foul number 5 on the Eagles.
So now 2 Eagles with 4 fouls, Keeson, Dollenhouse, and Buckmeyer. Nobody else with more than 2. Off the left side to Oscar Dominguez. Drives into the paint. He got fouled and will go to the line to shoot a pair.
I think this one is probably going to go on Leighton Barron.
That's my guess. Yep.
On Leighton, that'll be his 2nd personal. Team foul number 6.
At the line, Oscar Dominguez, a 6'3 junior there for the first time in the ball game. He gets set. He fires. It's up. It's in and out. No good.
You know, how much John has won 20 basketball games. They have to be able to shoot the ball better than they have tonight. They just haven't been able to hit anything here.
I haven't even looked at the scores. They won a bunch of games 2-0, or maybe 3-0. Up and good. Dominguez gets the free throw. It's 43-15. In the backcourt, the pressure is on. They give the ball to Kaler, the freshman. Working it up the floor. Double team gets away on the right side. Camden Dollenhouse. Fires it across court. Pelican, 3 ball left corner on the rim, no. Rebound Brester, knocked away loose by Barron. Picked up backcourt by Kaler. Ahead to Camden Dollenhouse. Coach Dollenhouse says, slow it down. And now they'll go left side at the elbow. Back out top, Kaler. Right side with the basketball to Barron. Barron to Pelican, right side wing. guarded closely there. Dribbles out and picked up a dribble. Pass is tipped and a push foul on the Jaguars.
Sindelar is going to get called for that one on Britton. That'll be his fourth personal. At the free throw line will be Sloan Pelican.
That's 18 fouls for the Jaguars, 6 on Johnson Brock.
Kellen Fiella back into the lineup, replacing Britton Sindelar now for the Jaguars.
Pelican 1-for-2 at the line, or excuse me, 0-for-2 at the line in the ball game. Up and good there. That gives him 7 points in the contest. 57 seconds to go in the third. It's 44-15. Johnson Brock, Sloan Pelican ready. It's up. It's good. He got them both. And it's 45-15. The lead is 30. To the front court come the Jaguars. Oscar Dominguez. Pass stolen. On the run the other way. Camden Dollinghouse. Shot blocked. He went to lay it up slow. And he has, I hope, a cramp in the back of his calf. I hope.
I hope that's not an ankle.
No, they're
just a cramp.
Foul is on Brester, his third. That was a heck of a block.
Brester pinned the ball against the backboard there. I was wondering for a moment if we weren't going to see a goaltending call.
It was on the way up.
Yeah. Going to be helping Dollinghouse back to his feet. He's going to try and walk this thing off. Camden Dollinghouse is the twin brother we're talking about here. Cason and Camden both seeing extensive action. Cason on the bench right now.
Camden's got 10 in the ball game. He's 4-for-4 at the line. We're going to bring him out and let somebody else come in and shoot these free throws, it looks like.
Yeah, he's really feeling that cramp.
Brought him a bottle of water. So coming in to shoot the free throws.
Van Winkle, I believe.
No.
Now they're going to bring Cason in. Well, when you've got twin brothers out there, one of them cramps up. You just,
it's only fair.
Just trade them out. Yeah, parts are interchangeable on this team. So
he's at the line now. He'll shoot 2. He's got 3 points in the ballgame. He's had some foul issues throughout the evening. Now the sophomore gets set, eyes the basket. It's on the way up. It's good. That gives him 4 points.
Well, when you need a couple of really good basketball players and you're a high school coach like Lucas Dollinghouse, why not just raise your own?
Exactly. Second one on the way up is good again. Now, they can fight about those points tonight when they get home.
Now Chase Van Winkle comes in to replace Cason Dollinghouse. Van Winkle on the floor for Johnson Brock.
43 seconds to go. We're bringing the ball up the floor with the Jaguars and handling it, Kellen Fiala. Right side and a skip pass across. Ball knocked loose by Jalen Barron. Coming down with it. Van Winkle ahead to Pelican. And he is fouled. A blocking foul called on Frankmeyer.
That'll be his third personal. Johnson Rock will be at the line. We're in the double bonus. That's the 10th team foul.
Pelican just knocked down a pair. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Ready to come in for Johnson Brock on the next break. Garrison Bowie, a 5'11 sophomore.
Pelican, 2 out of 4 from the line so far tonight. He's made 2 in a row here in the third quarter.
Junior's ready. It's up. It rattles home. Now got 9 points on the night.
Garrison Bowie into the lineup now for Johnson Brock. Bowie on the floor. So is Austin Meyer into the contest. Austin Meyer also checking in.
We're ready to go once again. Pelican at the line. 48-15 and make it 49-15. He's knocked out 4 straight now. And the lead is a whole bunch.
34.
I knew it was in that neighborhood. Drive the ball to the right side, take it down to the right corner. 3 ball, missed everything from the corner. And the loose ball on his back, picking it up. Johnson Brock gets away to Pelican, getting that rebound with Bowie.
7 Bowie seconds.
Directing traffic, going around a defender, down the lane he goes. Ringer roll up, won't go, and the ball saved in by the Jaguars. After 3, it's Johnson Brock, 49. And the Jaguars of Howell's Dodge, 15, back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Going on over at Pinnacle Bank Arena, Gretna and Lincoln Southeast are tied at 43 all in the fourth quarter. All tied up. Here, 49-15, Johnson Brock dominating. Howell's Dodge. Jaguars with the basketball to start the fourth quarter of action. With the ball, Clawson comes to the right side. Dominguez inside. Brester, turnaround shot. Brester, up and good. And that is the first two-point basket of the basketball game for Howell's Dodge coming here in the opening seconds of the fourth quarter. Dollinghouse starts up the floor. A reach-in foul is going to be called on Lane Brester.
Boy, that's Lance, isn't it, Randy? I believe.
Who knows? Okay.
One of us wrote it down wrong.
All right. At the free throw line will be Camden Dollinghouse shooting two shots. He's 4 for 4 from the line tonight. This shot is up and good. Camden left the game a while ago with a little bit of a cramp there, but he's back on the floor now. He has 11 points in double figures.
It is Lance.
It's Lance.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, second shot coming up here for Camden Dollinghouse. It's short off the front of the rim. That one doesn't go. The rebound comes down to the Jaguars. Losing the ball out of bounds was Dominguez. Apparently, Pelican must have tipped it here.
He swiped at it.
And it'll go out of bounds, being played in by the Jaguars. Van Winkle back onto the floor now, replacing Camden Dollinghouse. He's still kind of limping a little bit from that cramp, I believe. Inbound the pass to Oscar Dominguez. Dominguez to the left wing, across to Sindelar. Inside, turn around, Dominguez, shot off the glass, no. Rebound brought down for Johnson Brock by Leighton Barrett. Outlet pass to Kaysen Dollinghouse, finds Nick Perry in forecourt, right in front of our broadcast table. On the left wing, inside the paint, Barrett into the corner, right side. Down to Brody Kaler. Kaler can't get open for the shot. They're not going to give that freshman an open look for that three if they can help it. Harriet, across court, fast case in Dollinghouse. Again to Kaler in the corner, right back up to Dollinghouse. Johnson Brock doesn't have a care in the world here. They can take all night now. There's nothing to rush about. Here's Sloan Pelican underneath. Goes to Brody Kaler. Ball gets away out of bounds. Chipped over there in the corner by Britton Sindelart. And it'll stay with Johnson Brock. The Eagles up 50-17 with 6:52 to go in the ballgame. Johnson Brock can afford to be patient.
Jaguars playing for pride now.
All right, inbound the pass to Nick Perriott. Brester comes out. Lance Brester, I've been calling him Lane. Apologize for that. Lance Brester on the defense. Comes out to Chase Perriott. Perriott in the paint. Floater up and good. Oh, that was a sweet move by Nick Perriott. His second field goal of the night. He's got 4 points. Makes it 52-17. We have a 35-point lead. How about that? Into the corner, right wing. Brester back to the top of the key. Oscar Dominguez around the horn, left wing. Sindelar, long three, doesn't go. Perriott's there to pull down the rebound. Nick Perriott, down court pass, comes to Brody Kaler right in front of our table here at midcourt. Kaler picks up the dribble. The freshman needs help. Coming to get the ball is Barron. Goes back to Kaler in the corner on the left side of the basket. Bounce pass up to Nick Perriott on the left elbow. Perriott just holds the ball a minute. One dribble, bounce pass to Kaler in the corner again. Off to Perriott here on the wing. Kaler again baseline left side. Dominguez comes to chase him. Oscar Dominguez comes out defensively. Goes to Perriott. As Perriott starts across the floor, Brester goes flying, and I think Brester's going to get called for the foul.
I think it's a spit.
Wait and see when they post it here.
And it is.
He will foul out of the ball game. The senior, 6'4 senior leads the game tonight with 9 points in the contest as he fouls out, playing his final game ever here in a Jaguar uniform for Howell Dodge. Who we bring it in to replace him. Looks like into the game comes Connor Krakmeyer back in.
Also back in there, Kellen Fiala for the Jaguars.
Dick Perry at the line shooting two shots for Johnson Brock. The first free throw is up. It is short off the front of the rim. He'll get another attempt. Marion has 4 points. Clock shows 5:51 to go here at the Bob Devaney Center in Lincoln. The score 52-17. Johnson Brock with a dominating performance. Second free throw is up and good for Nick Perrier. He's got 5 points now, and down court in a hurry come the Jaguars on the dribble, in the paint, to the right side, Dominguez. Jump shot, right wing Dominguez, in and out of there. They're just not shooting the ball well tonight. Rebound is, they try to come it down with his parade. He tried to get it over to the corner to Sloan Pelican. The ball's tipped away, knocked out of bounds by the Jaguars. Lane Buckmeyer back onto the floor now for Johnson Brock. Jalen Barron's onto the floor.
And Kason Dollinghouse back in.
Kason back out there. I think we're going to see everybody on the bench get a chance to see some playing time in the state tournament tonight, John.
Well, you want to get your starters out now if you're Johnson Brock with 5.5 to go.
All right, with the ball is Barron's. Bounce pass to the right side, Kason Dollinghouse. He's in the corner. Here comes Brody Kaler with a driving layup. He got it, and this time it's going to be a blocking foul. I thought there for a moment, if you're going to try and get him for another.
Different official underneath that time.
Another offensive foul. So Brody Kaler will get the lay-in. That gives him 15 points, I believe, John.
That'll be foul number 4 on Krakmeyer. Boy, he stacked up in a hurry when he gets in there.
Brody Kaler.
That's Dollinghouse.
Oh, wait a minute. It's Dollinghouse got that one. Okay, that was Dollinghouse, not Kaler. I stand corrected. Dollinghouse at the line. Shot is on the way up and off. No good. Couldn't get it down. That one a little drop.
Here comes a parade. Oh, now they're going to sit back down. They're getting all the jerseys off over there on the Johnson Brock side.
Sindelar to the right side to Fiala. In round of the corner. Fiala for three. Baseline left side off. No good. And the rebound brought down by Garrison Bowie. Bowie with the rebound. Double teamed in backcourt. Needs some help. Gets it up into forecourt across the timeline to Jalen Barron's. Jalen Barron's to Kaler. Jalen Barron's floater in the paint. Nope. And the rebound pulled down. Third away by Krakmeyer. Dominguez to the corner right side. They're going to start launching some desperation threes. Under the basket, shot is up, whistle and a foul. Aiden Meyer will be at the free throw line. Meyer will be shooting two shots.
Jalen Barron's the guilty party this time for Johnson Brock. Team foul number 7. And three more Eagles ready to enter the ballgame.
Aiden Meyer has not scored tonight. He, a senior, 6'4". He averages 9 points a game. Free throw was up, and he got it. It took a while. That one sat there for the longest time and finally dropped. So the senior gets into the scorebook here at the state tournament. Let's pick up some more subs in now for Johnson Brock.
Back in, a 5'7 freshman. Also checking in will be Austin Meyer, a 6'3 sophomore.
Chase Van Winkle is on the floor, number 10. All right, at the line, Aiden Meyer for his second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and it is good also. He got them both. Meyer's got 2 points. Inbound the pass. It's going to be stolen away in the corner. Dominguez for a long three, up and off, no good. Dominguez fights for the rebound. It went out of bounds, and they're going to say it belongs to Johnson Brock. Eagles will have the ball. Inbounding the pass on the baseline. Under the basket is Garrison Bowie. Bowie, 5'11", sophomore. Bowie into Gravatt. Gravatt on the dribble. To the right elbow. Van Winkle back to Gravatt. They need to get it across the timeline. Back to Van Winkle. They need to bring it up court. Van Winkle gets it across the timeline. Just in time to Gravatt on the left wing. Chase Van Winkle again finds Gravatt left side. Bounce pass. Van Winkle. He works between the rings. Goes across the court. Feeds inside to Barron's. Barron's in the paint. Back to Van Winkle. He steps up and falls to the floor. Whistle foul, and we'll have Van Winkle at the free throw line. Chase Van Winkle, 5'11" junior, chance to get into the scorebook here in the state tournament, John.
And Dominguez foul number 3 on the Jaguar senior.
Chase Van Winkle at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. He got her. Clock down to 4 minutes, 14 seconds to go. 56-19. Johnson Brock with the lead. Now into the ball game comes Nathan Hickman back in.
Those the kids from Johnson Brock meet the kids from Auburn out of Coryell Park and shoot free throws.
Something. Van Winkle's second free throw is up, and it's off. This one will drop. Couldn't get it down. And the Jaguars come down the floor with 4 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the ballgame, trailing 56-19, a 37-point Johnson Brock lead. That's just an amazing ball three from the corner off so good. The ball is tipped around. Fiella with the rebound. Fiella kicks it out to the near side. Cross it. Back to the top of the key. Fiella. Fiella has it knocked away, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Hayden Gravatt.
Hayden will pick up his first foul, team foul number 8, 1-1 for the Jaguars.
At the free throw line will be Kellen Fiella. There's Knippelmeyer into the lineup. Dalton Knippelmeyer, he's known for coming in late and hitting a couple of quick threes. He will not hesitate to put up a long shot.
There you go.
Fiella at the line. Free throw is up, and it is off. No good. Rebound brought down by Johnson Brock. Getting the rebound there was Austin Meyer. On the dribble comes Chase Van Winkle to the top of the key. Van Winkle. Knippelmeyer will be wanting the ball here. He likes to shoot that ball from the corner at the top of the circle. Handling it is Garrison Bowie. Right side to back. Bounce pass into the corner. Van Winkle. Van Winkle takes a couple of dribbles. Wanted to get a pick there from Knippelmeyer. Now he's lost the dribble on the baseline. He's in trouble. Lobs it inside. Meyer. Bounce pass back into the corner again to Van Winkle. Up to Gravatt, top of the key. Clock running with 3:15 to go in the ball game. Eagles are going to advance to the semifinals. They'll be playing on Friday morning, I believe, at 10:45, right, John?
Yes.
And that'll be here at the Bob Devaney Center. With the basketball on the left side is Meyer for three. In and out of there. Wouldn't go. Rebound Jaguars. Fast break. Clawson going to take it all the way to the corner right side. Lost the handle on it. Puts up a shot. They're going to say a whistle on the floor. He'll be shooting 1-1. Who are they going to get for this one?
Well, 10?
I think so. Van Winkle. It's a personal foul at the free throw line. Colton Clawson shooting 1-1. He has not scored tonight. Again, you look up at that board, 56-19 with 2:52 to go, under 3 minutes. Clawson at the line, shooting 1-1 for the Jaguars. The free throw is on the way. It's up, it's off, no good. Gravatt is there for the rebound. With the dribble is Hayden Gravatt. Across court to the left side to Chase Van Winkle. Van Winkle stands at the midcourt circle. Now reverses the dribble, comes to the left side. They're going to say he carried the ball. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the Jaguars.
Four of the Jaguars starters combined for 2 points, and they were on free throws. That's tough night offensively.
Yeah, they just haven't been able to. Well, they still just have 1 2-point basket in the ballgame. All right, Jaguars with the ball into fourth court. They've got a 21 on the floor that's not listed anywhere in the program or on the rosters, and he'll put up a jump shot from the left side that's up and good. So we'll just write in a number 21 down there. We'll give him a 2. And mysterious number 21. Gravatt on the dribble into fourth court to the left side. There's Dalton Knippelmeyer with the basketball. The fans behind us wanting Dalton to shoot the ball. They like to see the senior when he hits that 3, and he's not afraid to launch it. Gravatt into the corner on the left side of the basket. Up top, Knippelmeyer. To left wing, Bowie with the ball. Now Meyer has it. Meyer to the right side. Again, goes to Gravatt. Hey, these JV players aren't doing a bad job here, John.
Oh, doing a nice job.
All right, driving lay-in up. Van Winkle, ball tipped away. It's loose. Coming out of there with it, Dominguez, Oscar Dominguez, takes it right at Knippelmeyer, lays it up and good. And that's the second 2-point basket of the ball game for the Jaguars. Well, we got a 50 that came in. He's also not on the roster. How has Dodge suited up way more players than they listed in the program of the state tournament here? They've got extra players that weren't listed. 50 is on the floor also. If he does anything significant, I've got him penciled in. On the right side with the ball is Austin Meyer. Top of the key, Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer goes to the right side with it. That's Greedy Behrens in the lineup now. Behrens, a freshman, 5'8", in the game for Johnson Brock. Greedy Behrens to the near side to Garrison Bowie. Bowie gives it up to Knippelmeyer. Dalton Knippelmeyer holds the ball above his head. He's going to take it to the hole. Knippelmeyer backs it. Now brings it back to the top of the key. in the corner right side, Grady Barron backing in his Meyer. And Impelmeyer wanted to put the shot up, though, and say he traveled with it. It'll be a turnover. And with 1:01 to go, 61 seconds to play, Johnson Brock is going to advance to the semifinals with a huge win tonight. Dominating performance. 56-23, they're leading this puppy. And down court come the Jaguars on the dribble. On the left elbow, a cross court pass to the near side. That's Tomek. Inside the paint, moving to the hoop. Shot is up, no. Whistle and a foul. We're going to put Ryland Nelson at the free throw line, and it's going to kind of prolong this thing here a little bit, John, as now Nelson will be at the line. Who got the foul?
Chase Van Winkle gets number 2 on time.
All right. Ryland Nelson, 6'1 junior, averages 6 points per ball game, has not scored tonight. This free throw is up and off, no good. This has to be the biggest disappointment for Howell's Dodge tonight is the fact their inability to get the ball to fall in the hole. They had some good looks and just couldn't get it to drop. Even layups wouldn't fall for them. Second free throw is up. This one is good for Ryland Nelson. He has 1 point. And now on the dribble is Hayden Gravatt. Less than a minute to go. 45 seconds to play in the ballgame. Gravatt bounced pass to the right side. Had it taken away, but then stepping on the baseline after getting the steal over there was number 21. That's all I can do to identify him. Johnny's not in there.
All you do is try.
Yep. Here we go. Gravatt with the ball. Across the timeline, bounce pass to the corner. Give the pass back to the top of the key. Turn around shot. Get up and out. Up and off. No good. Fans behind us wanted that one to fall. Fast break the other way. Driving late. Up and off. No good. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back by Hunter Luther. Luther got that two-pointer on the putback. 15 seconds to go. Gravatt just has to get it across the timeline, and he can dribble this puppy out. 56-26 will in all probability be your final score here. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Listen to the buzzer, folks. Here it is. 56-26. A 30-point victory tonight for your Johnson Brock Eagles as they get the win over the Howells Dodge Jaguars. And that means that Johnson Brock will advance to the semifinals where they will play Maywood Hayes Center. That'll be at 10:45 Friday morning back here at the Devaney Center, and we will have live coverage of that for you right here on Sunny 101.3. Stay with us. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College post-game scoring recap coming up after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.